SYN4ZLK. Good morning.
Dane, is that you?
And I'm scrambling on your name. And you've told me it's terrible. I feel terrible because you've told me several times.
Rob, I hadn't been on in a couple weeks anyway. I hadn't talked to you. We were down at the beach, so I hadn't been on here lately. How are you?
Rob, I'm going to put it in my memory this time. I'm good. I'm doing well. Headed into work like normal. Did you spend 2 weeks down there the whole time, or what? It sounds nice. We're going down here in August, Beth and I. It will be our 35th wedding anniversary. We're going to spend a little time down there.
It's on the wedding anniversary. It's amazing that you've been married 35 years and your wife hadn't killed you. I'd love some tips on that. But no, we were down at Fripp Island in Beaufort for a week.
Weather. We had a lot of rain here. I know it was off and on, but I know they can get a lot of rain down at the coast, but it's terrible and it rains the whole time.
Yeah, I mean, we had a few pop-up thunderstorms, like is normal, you know, this time of year, but nothing crazy. We had a good time, but I was ready to get home.
Especially when you got to pack up, and it's like you don't want to leave, but then when it's time to go, you just want to be home. At least that's the way it is for me. But yeah, I don't have any tips. 35 years went by like 5 minutes underwater. No, it's been good. You know, you got your ups and downs as always, but I don't have any tips on how I survive. Just stay out of the way sometimes.
Just kidding. Yeah, I've been married 13 years, and it seems like that amount of time has flown by, but I think it's a lot of just agreeing, even when you don't really agree with things.
Woman, and I'm lucky to have her, so that's a lot of it. But anyway, yeah, I can't believe how fast it's gone, and I don't feel old enough to have been married that long.
I feel the same way. You know, I hear some really bad horror stories about some people's marriages and stuff, and I am very grateful to have the woman that I do, for sure.
Well, cheat sheet where she wrote down what I'm allowed to say, so, no, I'm just kidding. we can joke about that. Anyway, well, is this your first week back to work after being, you said you were off for 2 weeks?
Well, 4th of July, you know, was on a Friday, and then I had the whole, you know, next week, so I was off about 10 days, and, yeah, it took me two whole days of craziness to get caught back up on everything, so, today I
down to the beach over 4th of July weekend, or did you wait till the mess cleared out?
Saturday. We always try to go the week after the 4th of July just because, you know, we don't want to be down there during all that. It's too much going on. So we always try to go the week after, but the 4th keeps, you know, moving a day every year. So next year is going to be kind of screwy. So I think we're actually going to go next year. We're going to try to go the end of June and just avoid the whole mess altogether.
How busy it is, even without the 4th going on. There's no way I'd go down there on a Memorial Day weekend or a 4th of July weekend unless I was there well ahead, like the week before, and was planning on just staying through the whole week, but or through that time. But we used to go on a regular basis to the beach in August. We'd go the last week, usually before the kids would go back to school. And sometimes we could time it where it was like a lot of the people were already in school or just getting ready to start, so it wouldn't be that crowded. It would be really nice, but I'm not sure. I don't even pay attention to it anymore since the kids are all out of school, but they graduated college and married and everything. I don't even pay attention to school times anymore.
I know what you mean. Here a couple of years ago when Biden was still in office, he went down and vacationed at Hilton Head, which is, you know, just one island down from Fripp. And my brother-in-law happened to go to Fripp that same week, and he said it was absolutely nuts. He said there was National Guard everywhere checking IDs as soon as you came across the bridge, and I don't know what they were, you know, looking to find or anything, but he said it was crazy down there.
Was they keep those places secure whenever the president's around, which is a good thing. But yeah, my wife grew up in Delaware, right near Rehoboth Beach, Lewis, Delaware, and Joe Biden has been a presence in her life, all her life, basically, because he's been, you know, he was a senator from Delaware for all those years, probably got elected not long after she was born.
Poor girl.
She agrees, and the state agreed. They've known him to be, well, anyway. I know a lot of stories about him. Anyway, it sounded like Terry. Was that Terry?
For treason.
Anyway, I don't know if you're going to identify or not, but anyway, back to you, Rob. Hope you have a good day today.
Same to you. Yeah, I'm a few minutes from the plant now.
This morning, and hope you have a good day. Welcome back. Sometimes you're glad to be back so you can rest up. I know when I take time off and I do stuff around the house, I'm ready to go back to work to rest up. But anyway, vacation is a little different. We'll talk to you later. Don't be a stranger. I'm not going to even try. I forgot it already to call. See, I remembered your name, but I forgot to call. We'll talk to you later. N4ZLK.
NLK, yeah, good talking to you, Shane. KQ4SZY, and I'll be clear.
Connor, good morning, Shane.
What is going on? Hey, Connor. K4HNR, N4ZLK. Really nice to hear you. How are you feeling?
Stop by and say hey this morning. I'm feeling all right. I still got some kind of virus going through my stomach or something. We're making it through, trying to stay positive. I don't know what's going on, but we're heading up the mountain. It's nice and cloudy out this morning. Hopefully we get a little bit of rain and it'll cool things off. It's been so hot.
You're still feeling rough. I'm actually passing where we turn in to go to your place, and it's nice and sunny here. Clouds have all cleared away.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I've noticed kind of normally that happens when I head up 25. It gets nice and cloudy, and then up in North Carolina, oftentimes it's pretty cloudy, and these mountains will divide it. It'll keep it real cloudy and cool up there, and then down here it's just stagnant and hot. But yeah, you know how colds go, or viruses, or something. It starts up in your head, your chest, and then it's got to move its way south, on its way out.
They do take different paths like that sometimes. I hate it for you. At least it sounds like you're well enough to go to work. And did you stay out yesterday?
A couple days last week, and then rested pretty good over the weekend. And I felt good enough to go into the office. Had to have some meetings, and I just kind of kept my distance from everybody. But just was able to sit at my desk and stay hydrated and drink some water and tea and just take it easy.
Brielle not to share anything with me today when she comes over for lunch.
Yeah, maybe keep your distance. Yeah, I know. We've been joking about that. I've been trying to stay away from her, too, and yeah, making sure she doesn't get it.
You can do. I mean, you can try to stay apart. Sometimes it works, but sometimes there's just nothing you can do. But I'm glad you're feeling a little better. I heard Michaela wasn't feeling too well, but I think she's going to be there today as well.
Well, good. Awesome. Where are you guys meeting for lunch?
Pizza place there in Easley. My pickups are going to be heavy today, so I asked her if they can meet me there because I deliver right next door, and that way I'll have to drive far to go to lunch.
I mean, you'll have a lot of pickups, or the physical boxes you're picking up will be heavy, so you're going to work up an appetite and be craving some pizza.
I don't really pick up boxes anymore on my pickups. They're all loaded. either they're loaded on trailers already or I back up and they run them in with forklifts. But one of my customers is going to be shipping out multiple trailers today, so that's a little more time consuming going back and forth.
I figured. Yeah, it's nice when they do all the lifting for you, and you just get to sit there and get some windshield time.
Best there. Yeah, it is nice. Makes me a little lazy, but you know how it is.
Well, I've been having an issue with my computer for the last month or so. I don't know if I was telling you about that. Anytime I try, like it would work, if, you know, to like my computer at home. It would work here and there to, you know, send an email or do different things that I needed to do. But anytime I really stressed it or loaded up, you know, something or a game or something, it was really struggling. So I had my buddy Andrew swing by and take a look at it, and we spent probably 2 hours on Monday night figuring it out, and he downloaded all kinds of like stress tests for the CPU and the GPU, and I don't know, he knows all that kind of stuff. I had to call in an expert because all that stuff just goes over my head. But we found out it ended up being just the CPU fan wasn't turning on, so we just opened up the case, unplugged it, plugged it back in, and then the fan started right up, and now it's purring, it's working much better.
Just the fan not running would cause some issues like that, but I'm glad you figured it out. Hang on just 1 second. N4, is that okay? Or is that okay?
Worried. I mean, I was hoping it wasn't some kind of virus I didn't know about or something, but yeah, he ran like a 10-minute test on the GPU, stressing it, you know, doing all kinds of math problems, he said, and it was fine. It was working fine, and then when he did the CPU, the temperature spiked. And we were, you know, wondering what was going on, and then, you know, part of the case is clear, so we bent our heads over and looked into the case, and we saw it, and then we figured it out after an hour and a half. Oh, the fan's not running. So we kind of, you know, kicked ourselves for not just noticing. It was such a simple thing earlier, but we got it fixed, so feeling a lot better. I was worried about that.
I was multitasking there for a second. What were the initial symptoms? What did you start noticing?
It was bogging down and just moving really slow. Nothing like really, I don't know, other than just the performance. It was just really slogging down and seemed like it wasn't performing well.
Back in the old days when that would happen, we would just reboot and it seemed like it would take care of a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I bet. I tried that about 100 times and yeah, it just wasn't working, but... Well, I'm halfway up 25 here. I'll probably lose you in a minute, but it's good talking to you, Shane. Glad I hopped on here. I just turned my radio on a little bit and was listening and then hopped on here and just wanted to say good morning.
It's always nice to talk to you. And wondering real quick, did you get your fence up to code for the neighborhood?
Yeah, I'll probably tackle that this weekend.
Run you out if you don't take care of it. Or they're going to have to run you out. Oh, that's funny. All right. Talk to you later, Connor. Have a good day and be careful. And I'll say hello to Gabrielle. I'll probably see her before you will. I'll talk to you later. N4ZLK.
Say hi to her for me, for once. All right. You be safe out there. We'll talk to you later. K4HNR. Clear.